1340 KYNS.
CBS News, I'm Pam Coulter. Charges will be filed more than a month after the shooting of Trayvon Martin. CBS News confirms a special prosecutor plans to charge George Zimmerman, the neighborhood watch volunteer who has said he shot the unarmed black teenager in self-defense. CBS's Peter King joins us live from Orlando with more.
And we expect the official announcement in about 3 hours, Pam. While we don't know what the charges are, Trayvon Martin's father, Tracy, says the charges and an arrest couldn't have come fast enough.
44 days later, George Zimmerman is still walking free. It's 44 days later. My son is in jail. Father, it hurts.
Tracy Martin, a little while ago in Washington, D.C. We expect more from the family.
Peter King, live in Orlando. Attorney General Eric Holder is also promising a thorough investigation of possible civil rights violations in the case.
We will examine the facts and the law. If we find evidence of a federal criminal civil rights crime, we will take appropriate action.
Charles Manson may not have prison for the rest of his life. He was denied parole for a 12th time today. California parole panel member John Peck.
The prisoner is not suitable for parole because the inmate would pose an unreasonable risk of dangerous if released from prison.
The 77-year-old Manson was convicted of killing actress Sharon Tate and six others in 1969. He's not eligible for parole again until he is 92. The FDA is launching a voluntary to curb the use of antibiotics in farm animals, a practice that's contributing to the rise in drug-resistant bacteria.
Under new guidelines, antibiotics would only be used to keep animals healthy, not for production purposes, such as to help chickens get fat, but they're voluntary. Critics say they won't be enforced. Deputy FDA Commissioner Mike Taylor calls this the best approach.
We can make changes more quickly than if we had to rely on a cumbersome regulatory process that would require us to seek change drug by drug and labeled use by labeled use.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
There may be pain at the pump, but there's joy for people who heat their homes with natural gas. Up to $2 for the first 10 years. Energy analyst John Kilduff.
This is sort of the perfect mild winter. Huge amount of gas and sun's being produced.
He says natural gas could be dominant fuel in years to come. Price of e-books seem high to you. Justice Department believes there's a conspiracy. The price of e-books and trust suit against Apple and some publishers. Acting against Harris Posen.
We've estimated tens of dollars that consumers overall have been paying because of this conspiracy.
On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 100 points. NASDAQ up 22. This is CBS News.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
Shh. How often is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 national survey of new policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Every so often, the stars are in perfect alignment, and during the Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now is that perfect moment. For Lincoln, it's only the 9% APR on a certified pre-owned unit of your choice, which comes with confidence, for a 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty. The Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, exclusively at your Lincoln dealer. APR is special, not for us while we purchase a solid premium and subject to the rest of our CDO qualifications and details.
A police chief finds himself on the sidelines after failing to perform a key law enforcement function. CBS's Jim Crisula has details on that story.
Richlands, North Carolina Police Chief Thomas Bennett has lost his badge and gun. His offense? Not being able to shoot straight.
The chief recently failed his certification exam. The chief is asked to take the test. Bennett, who's been police chief of the Carolina town since 1999, retired in July. Jim Ulysses.
It appears a man more than toasted almond
bicycles out of his ice cream.
A Charles County sheriff says acting on a tip found baggies of marijuana and a stash of cash in the underwear of a guy operating an ice cream truck in La Plata. Alexander Hutton now charged with intent to distribute. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
The Home Depot has a 3-pack of pleated air filters for only $7.74, just $2.58 per filter. They're pleated to take more dust, dander, and allergens out of the air longer, just like premium filters. But at this low price, they'll take a little less out of your pocket. Keep your heating, air conditioning, and finances operating efficiently with a 3-pack of pleated air filters, just $7.74. More saving. That's the power of the Home Depot.
U.S. only. See store for details.
Every so often, the stars are in perfect alignment. And during the Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now a perfect moment. For a limited time, get 0.9% APR on the Certified Pre-Owned Lincoln of your choice, which comes with the confidence of our 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty. The Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, exclusively at your Lincoln dealer. APR varies by term. Not all buyers will qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services Limited Term Financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 4/30/12. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and complete details.
Hey, here's Bill Benek. I'm back after the Dodgers were victorious. Did you hear me? Victorious they were. And they play again tonight. Also.
And now, here's Bill Benek.
Late this afternoon, anyway. April showers that come your way, they bring the flowers of blue and May. So we got rain out there, and it's sometimes it's really wicked, and other times it's just kind of pitters. Anyway, it's going to be kind of rainy all week. So that's our forecast. On the weekend, it's supposed to be really spiff. So that's what's going on. All right, that's what's going on with that. Let me mention this right now before we do anything else. The Office of Special Prosecutor Angela Corey, who is investigating the Trayvon Martin shooting, said that charges against George Zimmerman have not been filed. The office would not confirm whether the office planned to charge him, according to Headline News' whoever. Earlier, CNN reported that Corey is expected to announce a decision Wednesday. But anyway, apparently they've learned that that there are going to be charges filed. But at this point, we don't know what they are. It's going to take a few hours for us to find that. All right, I thought I should lead with that story. Then you have the story. You know, you have to have the story that's like a little bit different. You know, you have to always have that story a little bit different when you start out. So I found this fascinating. Transvestites are going to be allowed to compete in the Miss Universe pageant this year. They say that it covers pretty much everybody at this point. So transvestites can compete in the Miss Universe pageant, making the pageant completely out of this world.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benek. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Wow, now San Luis Diagnostic Center has a new MR scanner to meet everyone's needs. If you're somewhat claustrophobic or simply uncomfortable being placed in a small tube, you can choose the brand new 3 Tesla Open MRI. This new gold standard in MR imaging was previously available only at research institutions such as the Mayo Clinic. Now it's available locally at San Luis Diagnostic Center. It's the most open ultra-high-field scanner in the world. And its state-of-the-art technology can diagnose disease far earlier, with radiologists specially trained in the interpretation of neurological and bone and joint diseases. San Luis Diagnostic Center offers an uncompromising combination of technology and physician expertise. The next time your doctor recommends that you have an MRI, insist on the best. The Ultra High Field Open MRI, only at San Luis Diagnostic Center. All major insurances accepted.
Hello.
Most smokehouse barbecues have been knocking them out of the park over and over with their award-winning baby back ribs to their pulled pork, chicken, and shredded beef, tri-tip, and Louisiana hot link sandwiches. How about a salad, 6 kinds, maybe one of 4 burgers or a chicken job, either sandwich or a half a bird. Most has enormous selection of sides from beans, tater salad, fries, O-rings, and the list goes on and on. Kids menu, soda pop, brewskis by the pitcher, Moe's in Slowtown and at the beach in Pismo. You'll be saying, Moe barbecue, please.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Coming soon to a theater near you, the Three Stooges. Okay. All right, now let's get to today, according to the Tribune, and what went on today. Our highlight in history: on April 11, 1814, Napoleon Bonaparte abdicated an emperor of the French and was banished to the island of Elba. On this date in 1862, the Civil War Battle of Fort Pulaski in Chatham, Georgia, was ended that day after it began as the fort fell to Union forces. In 1899, the treaty ending the Spanish-American War was declared in effect. In 1921, Iowa became the first state to impose a cigarette tax at 2 cents a pack. In 1945, during World War II, American soldiers liberated the notorious Nazi concentration camp in Buchenwald in Germany. In 1970, Apollo 13, with astronauts James Lovell, Fred Hayes, and Jack Swigert, blasted off on its ill-fated mission to the moon because it was ill-fated, and they had to come back instead. 1981, President Ronald Reagan returned to the White House from the hospital 12 days after his wounded assassination attempt. Our birthday is today, actor Joel Grey. Where does time go? Actor Joel Grey is 80. Movie writer-director John Millis is 68. Rock musician Nigel Pulsford is 51. Rapper David Banner is 38. And singer Joss Stone is 25. Happy birthday to them, and happy birthday to you if it's yours.
Happy birthday to you.
Have you ever worked with Coastal Computers? Coastal Computers is here for the small business. The small business that needs computers, technology, and networking to stay even and be competitive. They're here for the small business that can't afford to hire a computer staff. They're here for the small business that needs to get it right the first time, who can't afford the pain and the horror stories that we've all heard about. Coastal Computers has been making the tough stuff easy for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. They're worth a call at 543-9047. Call 543-9047. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. 543-9047. Or visit ccslo.com. ccslo.com right now. The small business favorite's favorite. ccslo.com. Coastal Computers.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
CalCoast.com right now, KYNS, and Bill Becker reporting. I think this is the appropriate place to start today. A group of Cal Poly students is working to bring the end of all 72-acre ranch and sober living facility north of San Luis up to code after years of the county's battling Ball over code requirements. In August, Superior Court Judge Charles Crandall ordered Ball to remove people he was allowing to stand in non-code compliant structures until several county health and building code violations are corrected. Ball was then forced to evict 15 people from the property, many of whom began living in their cars or tents. Aside from cleaning up the rich, students from an engineering project management class plan to raise money and get permits needed to bring several barns up to code during the quarter-long project, barns in mid-June. We are focused on turning the ranch into something that will be a source of pride for the community and a resource for those who need help, said Roya Javapur, Cal Poly Industrial Manufacturing Engineering Instructor. So the Deputy Sheriff's Association has endorsed Supervisor candidates Debbie Arnold and Adam Hill. According to the Sloan Deputy Sheriff's Association, in March, members of the employee union group, which represents special officers and dispatchers, interviewed candidates from both the 5th and 3rd supervisorial districts. Following the interview, the association voted to endorse Debbie Arnold over her opponent, incumbent Supervisor Jim Patterson, according to Sloan Deputy Sheriff's Association President Michael Thompson. We believe that the 5th District needs new leadership, and against these uncertain times, Thompson wrote a letter to Arnold. We believe that Debbie Arnold has the personal and professional experience required to bring a business-minded, public safety-oriented approach to county government. San Luis Obispo County Deputy Sheriff's Association believes in Debbie Arnold and the solutions are in the leadership she will bring to the board when she is elected on June 5th, end quote. The association also endorsed 3rd District Supervisor Hill in the race against Ed Wagner, a Pismo City Councilman. Supervisor Hill has been an incredibly strong voice for the public safety in our community and someone who always takes the time to understand our challenges, especially when the impact from state realignment, Thompson wrote in a press release. And Mr. Hill knocked on my door just the other day. Oh, okay, thank you. I'll come in here. All right. I just say, you know, stick your hand in the door, tell me what's going on. Sorry, it's our little get together, you know what I mean? We have 2 hours of this get together. It's not formal, it's not nationwide, it's just, you know, slow down stuff. All right, let's upload this thing to the previous page. Please go ahead. Computer. All right, death man gets 26 years for homophobic murder. Jessica, a man who murdered his 66-year-old wife for allegedly accepting a gay relative, was sentenced to 26 years to life in state prison. That was on Tuesday. Police arrested Kenneth Leroy Cockle, 60, on Easter Sunday, 2008, on suspicion of beating to death his third wife, Peggy Cockle, at her home in the 9000 block of Linnea. Avenue Cockle had gone to the police station, said he killed her and drew the police map of his home. Officer testified that Cockle said he was trying to prevent the spirit of sodomy from coming into his family, and voices in his head told him to sacrifice his wife. This new change passo is getting to work, as if because it's a change that needs to be in place here. I think passo needs some help. We got a big, huge task in our store. We're going to talk about on the site. Anyway, there are many problems facing passo rules these days, and most of them have been caused by poor management and an environment where cronyism thrives. Said the co-chairperson of the group with change high in its agenda. Karen Daniels, an insurance executive, has seen downtown Bassett-Robles infrastructure crumble to what she called an embarrassment since she opened her Spring Street office 16 years ago and leads Change Bassett-Robles Now, or CPR, in 2012 with co-chair Sally Reynolds. Daniels cited diminished police services, several downtown streets, an ancient water treatment system, and a powerless panel of city council members for most of the problems. Police services have been pared down by more than a third, with only 0.9 officers per 1,000 residents. By contrast, Shenandoah County averages 1.8 officers per 1,000, and Pismo Beach has 2.2 per 1,000. Police Department issued a safe note recently, which calls for immediate and limited response to 9/11 calls, which was planned and initiated in total secrecy. So we go on and she gets into the whole thing about the police chief and all. Anyway, so there's so they have a proactive movement on Paso Robles scene. The heck is going on in Paso Robles is what they're saying. And that's what we have here for news for now. And in a minute we're going to have Julia come in and talk about Habitat for Humanity.
HowCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station. Have been cutting since back in 1920. In 55, the Dodgers were gone. With Camille and Freddie Fitz, Dixie and Leo the Lip, faithful of that crazy brand of Dodger ball. I'm talking baseball. Gil Hodges, Campanella, Dodgers baseball. Zach and Buchanel, Pistol Pete and Wally and Big Duke. Junior BB Preacher. Coliseum and extra beds will be. Will they hate us? No longer. We'll throw Singer Parker. Don't forget Mike Marshall and Bart Osteen. I'm talking baseball. Tommy D and Sandy Dodgers baseball. Drysdale was a dandy. Maury, Sherry, Howard, Wally Moon. Andres Paranasco and Sweet Blue. I'm talking baseball suits the best of all. said. Chat and see, stop the beat, so let's play ball. I'm talking baseball. For Cal and Russell Martin, Dodgers baseball. Kemp and Lonnie, they're just starting. Juan, Pierre, and Noah come through. Ken and Brad and Saito come so too. Talking baseball. Forever Dodger Blue. We're talking baseball.
Baseball right here for the season on KYNS 13.4. All right, let's talk about what's going on with Habitat for Humanity and my guest today is Julia Ogden. And we spoke, I think, about, we both guessed about 6 months ago.
Wait.
That's not her. That's not, you know, she's not talking about Sandals Diagnostic Center. You know, that was weird. Okay, so now we're going to talk to the actual Julia Ogden, not the impersonator. And find out about what we talked about the last time we heard about Habitat.
Just basically talking about Habitat. It was sort of a general break. So.
We should review that because I sometimes kind of get lost and confused. So part what you do is you build affordable housing for people.
That's right.
Okay. How is it funded?
Well, primarily with government dollars, which means that we're in a real crunch right now. As a matter of fact, I'm leaving this interview to go to the city of Arroyo Grande to see if we're going to be able to keep the property down there, because it was purchased with redevelopment fund, redevelopment agency funds. Yeah, so we may lose that piece of property, but, it's so expensive to build here.
But here's what's really weird, and I'm going to say this.
Okay.
Talk about just going and throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah.
When they said, okay, Brown says redevelopment money is being used for stuff it's not supposed to be used for. Okay, I agree. It had been used for stuff it wasn't supposed to be used for. But Habitat for Humanity is exactly what it was intended to be used for. And so I thought of you when that whole thing went down. I thought, that's just completely odd.
Well, and you know, we went to Sacramento. There are 49 Habitat affiliates in the state. 87, there were 50 representatives from those affiliates. And we went to the state legislature about 2 months ago. And we met with 87 of our state legislators. And what was interesting to find out is a lot of them didn't realize that 20% of those funds went to affordable housing. So when we explained to them that there were 700 Habitat families or Habitat homes in the state at risk, including 20 to 25 of our own, because of the elimination of the redevelopment agencies, it was a real eye-opener for them. And that's why you're seeing, in part, a lot of the activity in the state legislature to try to come up with a new permanent source of funding for affordable housing in the state.
I'm sure it wouldn't have surprised you. I've got to be honest with you. You might have been surprised, but when you tell me that, I'm not surprised to find out they had no idea what they were voting on. They voted on it and said, okay, we'll just get rid of it.
Yeah, you know, I was surprised. What our two local legislators knew, I mean, we've been working with Cacho on this, and when I met with him, he's really supporting us, you know, and trying to figure out a solution.
Well, did he voice this in the legislature, too, when they were meeting on this thing? And said, what are you doing?
He did, but he said that there was more work to be done. And so I know that he's busy working up there. I know that he's supporting us. It's interesting. I was in Congress a month ago with 300 Habitatters. And we were meeting with all of our congressional leaders on this very issue because it's not just state funding that's going away. It's federal funding that's going away, too. And it's, you know, as long as there's a state mandate to build affordable housing, we've got to get the money
somewhere.
And this is a county that doesn't have a huge corporate presence, so we don't have a lot of big corporations that we can tap into. And PG&E is a great supporter of ours. They've given us $187,000.
They are one big corporation.
Bank of America gave us $100,000.
Really?
Yeah, so there are a few big corporations that, you know, over here, and they're supporting us, but there aren't a lot. So we end up being heavily reliant on government funds because it's so expensive to build here, and they have the biggest source of funding for us. So.
Yeah, the building's not expensive. That property was sticking on. It's insane.
Well, the good news is we have enough money that we're going to be breaking ground on 3 new houses here in SLO in November.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you have, I know you're not involved in this, and you may have no desire to be involved in this, and that's okay, and I would understand because you have the thing that you're trying to do, and you try to do too many things, and everything is watered down. But have you ever been involved with Dan DeBall in any way?
You know, no, we have not, but I actually heard you mention that on the way over to Cal Poly, this, you know, going to work. We actually got an email from somebody, not from him, but from somebody who supports his work, and asked if we could come out and help. And the unfortunate thing is that we build homes,
right.
You know, so
right.
it was outside our mission,
right.
and we couldn't help them. But that came in just a few weeks ago, so.
You know, this was interesting, that whole Dan DeBall thing, if I could just kind of do a sidebar, what do they call it, OJ? A sidebar. Not just a little sidebar, remember. But it was interesting that they said in a Calcos News article, the people, of course, 15 people were forced to move into either their cars or tents. Now, that all of a sudden presented something in my mind that said, well, if he wants to let people camp on his property in a tent,
mm-hmm.
is that illegal? I mean, it's his backyard. If he says you want to set up a tent in your backyard, go ahead.
Sure.
I thought it was kind of weird. Anyway, but there's, you know, I'm so glad to see the students came forward. And our engineer here, Tom, I thought came up with a brilliant idea. And I was to have these people with all these cars, have Dan DeBall use a part of the property back there.
What's up?
Everybody's up against with this thing with Dan DeBall. I don't care. It's going to continue to be a problem. You have powerful interests that would rather see Dan DeBall not exist there, even though he was there long before the powerful interests moved in.
Well, and you know, for us, for me, the issue is housing. I mean, whether you're dealing with homeless people, whether you're dealing with low-income people, or you're dealing with people who just recently lost their job,
mm-hmm.
You know, there's a housing shortage in this county for lower-income people. Homeless people, you know, what are you going to do? And that's an ongoing issue, and as long as it's so expensive for us to do what we do, we're only able to address, you know, we're going to get 100 applications for those houses because we left
sure.
a lot, and we can only select 3.
So here's the thing, you know, we are in a difficult area because we have so much service retail,
mm-hmm.
you know, and these people, and radio,
right.
and these people don't make squat. You know, and so
very, very difficult, you know, I know from my experience in radio, for instance, that, you know, people that work in radio tend to live with at least 2 other people,
yeah.
you know, in order to be able to afford something here. I mean, that's just the way it is.
And, you know, that it's interesting you bring that up because one of the things we're considering is reaching out to the agricultural community in Paso Robles because we have property there and we're going to build, we hope, 10 to 12 houses there. Funding allowed, and reaching out, we're hearing that, you know, a lot of the vineyards, a lot of the farmers and ranchers have people working for them
right.
that might qualify. And I want to say up front, because there is this rumor going around, that A, we don't give our homes away, we sell them, and B, we don't give them to illegal aliens. you know, people have to qualify for our homes like everybody else. They have to be a U.S. citizen. They have to have a permanent, you know, legal residence.
And be able to go through a bank, obviously.
Yeah, all of those things.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. I don't know how that rumor got started, but.
You know, we're rife with rumors these days. So that social media is a wonderful thing, isn't it? Oh, I'll tell you. Anyway, Julia Ogden is my guest from Habitat for Humanity. And, Julia, how did you get involved with Habitat for Humanity?
I applied for the job, but.
How long ago was it?
Well, I've been on with Habitat for almost 2 years now. When I was running a nonprofit in Arizona called Arizona Saves, which is a financial education program for low-income people, we partnered with the Habitat there, which is a gigantic. The Habitat for Central Arizona is a huge affiliate.
Really?
And we went in and we taught financial education programs to their families there because, you know, you have a propensity, you get into a new home, what's the first thing you want to do? you want to decorate it. And when you want to decorate it, you spend money. So a lot of them got into credit card problems after they got their habitat home. So we went in and taught them budgeting and banking basics and how to manage your credit card and identity theft and all of those sorts of things.
And here's an interesting thing, too, about your own qualifications and what you do. It's my opinion that not anybody can walk in and do the job of running a nonprofit. I mean, there's a whole lot that's so involved, especially the political ends of it. And so to have someone like yourself who has the experience, you know, and then can come to San Luis Obispo and tackle this, you know, I mean, it's what you really need. You know, if somebody said, Bill Benneke, you want to run Habitat for Humanity? I go, say what? No, I mean, it's not like just anybody can do some things, you know, and so it's really great to have you with your experience of doing it here in St. Louis.
Well, thank you. Habitat is complex, a lot more complex than any nonprofit I've ever worked with. And I've been working in the nonprofit field for 27 years, got out of law school, went to work for nonprofits.
Wow.
But when you think about it, okay, we're a builder, we're a contractor, so there's a lot of work that goes into that. We're a mortgage lender. We manage all the mortgages for the houses we sell. We're a retail operator. We have two huge restores, and we're opening a third in Napomo this year. And we're getting ready to launch a financial education program.
Where are the other two stores?
There's one right over here at Tank Farm in Higuera, and the other one's in Paso on Limestone Way.
At Tank Farm in Higuera.
Mm-hmm, right across from the Kennedy Fitness Center.
And what is it?
Our restores. Our restores are they're home improvement stores, but the items we sell are donated items. We don't buy and sell. They're donated items. We get materials from contractors, from people who are remodeling their houses. We've also built up relationships with a lot of the home improvement stores in the area, like Miners and Home Depot and Lowe's, who make donations. And they bring in their items, they donate them to us, and we sell them. You know, some of it's new, some of it's gently used, and we sell it back to the community at a much lower price than you would pay at a regular home improvement store.
Now, is it on, like, Shorter Cross Street or something like that?
Yeah, although it faces Tank Farm.
Okay, it faces Tank Farm. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so you have also, is that where the pharmacy is?
Yes, there is one there.
Yeah,
yes.
The pharmacy,
yes,
and now there's a new reselling store
right
at the end.
Right, that's
right.
Oh,
okay. So that's as soon as you turn in, if you're going to Trader Joe's, this is the easy way to say it.
Yeah.
If you're on Tank Farm Road and you're going to go to Trader Joe's, you turn on, I think that's Short Street,
mm-hmm.
and then right there is to your left is a dog grooming place. And all
that's
that.
Right. And it's in the it's the mint green and brown building.
Well, I don't know how. You think I'd study this stuff for knowing all this. I mean, you know, I actually keep my eyes on the road, folks. I do.
Well,
anyway, there's all that stuff going on.
The restores are great. That's one of our primary funders for the work we do. Thank you, everybody who comes in and buys and donates.
Boy, see, I'm glad you came up. So where's the second store?
Second store is in Paso on Limestone Way, which is off of Ramada Drive by where the sheriff's station is in Paso. It's kind of back. You go down Marquita and then turn on Limestone Way and go around, and that's our second store.
And the Pomo store will be where?
It'll be right along the highway, we hope. What we're trying to do, this is a big county, so we're trying to put a Habitat presence in each part. So we got the Restore in the north, we got the Slow store in the central, and we'll have the Napomo store in the south.
Cool.
So we got a lot of work to do here.
Wow. I'm really glad to hear, you know, and there's something about this community. I have to say this on the Central Coast. I say community, meaning the Central Coast. It is amazing to me the generosity that is expressed here by retailers and people that, you know, have businesses. And, you know, there are people that are knocking on their door all the time saying, can you donate this, can you donate that? And yet they seem to really step up and do it.
And they do. You know, Habitat, I have yet to meet a person who doesn't smile when you say Habitat. You know, of course, they all think it was founded by Jimmy Carter, which it wasn't.
Right, right.
But you know, he puts a really positive face on it. But everybody knows about Habitat, and I walk through the store with my Habitat shirt on. People will stop and say, "I was on this build. I did this. When are you building again? What can we do?" And that's it's unusual for a nonprofit to have that kind of support like that, ongoing, you know, and the love that comes from the public towards us. It's amazing.
I'll tell you another. This is interesting. Another sidebar here. The another very, very successful nonprofit in this county is Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Uh-huh.
And it's interesting because I was a social worker for Big Brothers in L.A. Uh-huh. And, boy, we had to pull – there were so many people that – so many charities in L.A. that,
yeah.
you know, to raise
yeah.
money was like, oh, my God, it was a hair pull.
Yeah.
You know, we did it, but, you know, it was really, really, really tough. And you'd think L.A. – but what I'm seeing is there's certain charities that are very successful here. And I don't yeah. particularly know why. I think Habitat is. I know Big Brothers and Big Sisters are. I mean, there's just some that just boink for whatever reason. You know, they resonate correctly with people.
Well, and that's true. You know, I think people like coming out and building. There's something concrete about, literally, about what we do where people can actually come out.
She has a dozen of those, by the way.
Where people can come out and actually participate in it. In other words, they're not just giving us money, although I do want to talk to you about our event next week.
Okay.
You know, they get to come out. They get to meet the families. They get to work with the families because the families have to put in their 500 sweat equity hours on the bill.
Right, right.
But you know, it's they can see the results of their labor. You know, they actually are doing more than just writing a check. They're out there swinging a hammer or you know, using a drill or any number of things to get those houses built. And I think
that's cool.
They walk away feeling good.
Sure.
Right.
Especially if they've never done that before and they managed to get a shingle up or something. So I'm sure you use qualified people. Let's talk about your event that's coming up.
Okay. On the 21st, we have our Hike for Habitat. It's our second annual hike out on the Bob Jones Trail. It's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Don't be put off by the term hike. It's really a mosey. It's not. it's for all those folks who are not training for the slow marathon the next day.
That's right.
But want to get a little exercise. Right. So you can come out on the trail, learn about what we do. We have activity tables, information tables, things for kids to do. You can hammer a nail. You can learn about our restores. You can we make quilts for the families when they move into their homes. So you can
really?
Help. You can help. You know, make the quilt squares, draw on the quilt squares, write your own personal message for them.
Now, is this going to be right around Ontario Road? Is that where you're talking about?
Yes, you can. It'll run from Ontario Road to Avila Beach.
Okay.
So it's 3 miles each way. You can get a pretty good walk out of it.
And you can. And it's nice to just mosey it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My wife and I have done it back. I mosey very badly, but, you know, but we've done it. It's just really pretty and very nice and all that.
Last year we had a couple of ladies who I would have guessed were between their 70s and 80s. And they moseyed past me about 9:15. They stopped at the deli. They had breakfast and sat and talked. They made it to the beach in Avila. They sat on the beach for an hour or so. And when I saw them about 12:45, they had drinks in their hand, and they were moseying the rest of the way down the trail. So
that's a good thing to mention, too. If you is Avila Drive, is that what it is?
Yeah,
Avila Drive. So when you get to Avila Drive, so you're going to go the first leg of the Bob Jones Bike Trail, then right there's a deli in the, I forget what is the name of that area there, where there's a fitness club of some
kind.
Yeah,
there's a fitness club. Yeah,
whatever
and
it is, anyway.
Tennis courts.
Yeah, all that stuff. But they have a deli now there that's very nice.
Yeah.
And you can go and get something to drink or eat or whatever.
They have nice patio seating.
Sure.
You know.
How cool.
We intend it to be as much educational as it is a fundraiser.
Now, here, let me make sure some, because obviously I'm very confused about what I'm supposed to be doing and when. So this is the 21st.
That's right.
And that is?
Saturday.
Saturday or next Saturday?
Next Saturday.
Where are we?
We are on
What's
the
today?
11th.
Okay. Okay. next Saturday. All right.
Yes.
So, and we'll mention this also because Julia mentioned, is what there's a big, huge triathlon-y thing
right.
going on in San Luis Obispo. So know that you will be detoured, and I will say something because I'm along the detour area. When it says you can't go, they will not let you go. I'm just telling you, they're very nice about it, but you're not going. So if you see these signs now, memorize where they are or think about where they are, because that's what's going to happen with that.
Being a former marathoner, I have to say thank you.
Yes. Oh, yes. this is interesting. And now, what do you – or is this event – are you going to raise money at this event?
We are. It's $25 a person.
Okay.
You can register the day of. There's registration tables at either end of that portion of the trail. You can go to our website or call the office or go to a restore and buy your tickets. What we're trying to do is we're about $40,000 short on the build here in SLO. And so we're trying to raise the money to decrease that amount. We'd rather build all three houses at one time.
And what's the location of these three houses?
On Rockview Place.
Okay.
You know, the big condominium
right
on the hill.
Right off of Broad Street. Yeah.
That's right. So there'll be three single-family homes going in.
Wow, that's really cool.
About 1,000 square feet.
That's really
three
nice.
Three-bedroom.
And a neat location, quite frankly.
Yeah.
They just put those new condos up there.
That's right.
Wow. All right, Rockview Place, here we come. But this is hard, and you know, I know that this part of this has to kind of just tug at your heart a little bit. You can't help it. You have 100 people that want to get into three houses,
yeah.
And you can't put 100 people in the three houses. So it's just really tough.
It is tough, and because of that, we take the selection process very seriously. It will take us 2 or 3 months and a few interviews to select those families. You know, we want to make sure that we make the best choices we can, but the reality is when it gets down to those final few, it's very difficult to figure out where you're going to go, who you're going to select. There are so many great families in the county, so many families that would benefit. This year, because Habitat has an outreach to veterans coming back from the wars in the Middle East, I've reached out to the County Veterans Services Department, and we are going to be talking with them, you know, getting the applications to them so that they can distribute them to, you know, vets who might have families who might qualify.
And you're going to enjoy working with Dana Cummings.
He's lovely. He's great on the phone.
Yeah. Good guy. Anyway, so I'm glad to hear that. As a veteran myself, I'm glad to hear that that's going on. That's really cool.
It's a national effort.
It just has to be, again, because I know I had to pick the Cal Poly cheerleaders for a few years, you know, and then the ones that didn't make it are crying and throwing you the bird and all that, and you're going, hey, you know.
I can't say as I've ever had a family do that.
everybody can't be a cheerleader. You know? Anyway, this event's going to be the 21st,
right?
And it's going to be Avila at Bob Jones Bike Trail from the Bob Jones end. Did we start at the Ontario end and go? Okay.
And go
you have
down
to go back
to
and
Avila.
Forth or just one time?
You can walk as long and as far and back and forth as you want.
As long as you're giving $25, we don't care how far you walk.
The Sea Life Center is letting everybody who has a hike band on into the Sea Life Center for free.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, you can go all the way to Avila now, and you'll go by the golf course, and then you can go right to Avila. And so you can, if you get thirsty or again, you know, Mr. Ricks is there. It might make the walk back a little bit easier for you. and the other place there down Avila. Anyway, it sounds like, of course, Habitat Humanity is just a great thing. And I think you're right. I think Jimmy Carter, just having his name attached to it, has enhanced it, you know, as people saying, well. But here's the thing. Here's a guy who's an ex-president. You know, mostly they sit around and they enjoy their life and the huge amounts of money they have to retire on and their Secret Service agents and whatnot. But Jiminy Carter said, you know what, I'm going to start banging nails.
And he still is. He just got back from Haiti. The man's in his 80s.
I was going to say, he's in his
80s. Yeah, and he was building houses in Haiti just recently.
We won't get too political, but he's probably better building houses than being the president of the United States, quite frankly. Okay, I said it. You don't have to say anything. That's why I let you just sit there.
Thank you.
All right. Julia Ogden's been my guest from Habitat for Humanity. This event, once again, is the 21st. How do they call you or whom?
They can call the office at 782-0687 or go to our website, which is hfhslo.org, or go into one of our restores. You can buy tickets there or just show up.
There you go. You just show up, get there. Now this is going to be interesting because when people do events now and they're using the Bob Jones Bike Trail, is there enough parking in that lot for people, or are they going to have to park up and down the street a little
well,
bit?
Well, at the other end on the Avila side, there's quite a bit of street parking.
Right.
You're right, the parking lot's a bit small. So we've talked to PG&E, and they're letting people park for our event in the PG&E Education Center.
Oh, cool.
And the Avila trolley folks have agreed to drive by the PG&E Center on a regular basis and drop people off at the trailhead.
You see, this is what I'm talking about when you have to manage a nonprofit. Who would have thought up this stuff? I'm just going, well, you have to park your car on top of somebody else's because we only got so much room. Okay, so there'll be a table to register
right.
at an Avila. At the Avila end?
And also at the Ontario Street end.
And Avila, is it going to be right where the trail crosses the main drag?
With the new stoplight and the Sea
Life
Center's right across.
Okay. Right, okay.
From it.
All right, so there's where you're going to do it if you want to go to that end. And that it makes sense because there's going to be plenty of parking up that way, I think. Unless it's the most beautiful day in the whole wide world, in which case all the college kids will be in Avila, and you just have to fight for space. Okay. All right. Julie, it's a pleasure. And anytime you have an event, I hope you'll call me and come in and tell us about it because it's really great. I think what you're doing is wonderful. And, you know, it's and the families that are benefit, you know, from what you do are just so lucky. And I know how grateful they are, too.
Well, thank you. I have the best job in the world.
There you go, kiddo. Julia Ogden from Habitat for Humanity. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
1340 KYNS is your news station, San Luis Obispo, and we have reworked our prime lineup to include your favorites. We would like to welcome back Randy Rhodes and Ed Schultz. We are saying goodbye to Carell and have moved Clark Howard to 8 p.m. To find out about the new lineup, visit us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/1340am. See you there.
Conquering the charts worldwide, the legendary Go-Go's, live. May 3rd, on stage at Chumash Casino Resort. Reserve seats on sale now at Club Chumash, ChumashCasino.com or 1-800-585-3737. The Go-Go's. For more, go to Go-Go's.com.
Oh,
Bobby Womack. It's kind of a Jackie Brown kind of day, so I thought I'd play Bobby Womack to music today, so that's what we're going to do. You're Bill Talkin' Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network, 1340 KYNS, San Luis Obispo. Thanks for joining me today. Let me give you phone numbers, 786-2578. That's 786-2578. And 1-866-937-1340. 1-866-937-1340. And you're certainly welcome to call in. Here's a really weird thing. Here we had this this discussion Monday about the people that hunt and all that kind of stuff, and you know, and I was talking about people that hunt for food, and we were talking about people that just hunt to be shoot something big and for whatever reason. And then here's what happened. One of the supermarkets this week is having a sale on all things bestial. So they have elk, they have boar, they have venison, they have buffalo meat. They got all kinds of stuff. Anyway, I thought how interesting that we had this discussion Monday, and then this just happens. It's like, I don't know. I don't know how it happens. It just does. Let's talk about Charter, if we may. What's going on. Charter is committed to making your experience with them outstanding with a new Charter all-in customer guarantee. 30-day money-back guarantee. If you aren't satisfied with any service for any reason within the first 30 days, they'll give you your money back, hassle-free. Number two, the service experience guarantee. If your technician arrives late or misses a scheduled appointment, Charter is more than happy to give you a $20 credit. Same goes if the technician is unable to complete your scheduled service in one visit because, you know, something's really weird. Number three, the reliability guarantee. Charter knows how important reliability is to you, so if you're without service for more than 24 hours, you can get a $20 credit. All you have to do is ask. The product promise is Charter continues to innovate. They'll provide additional functionality and service enhancements you haven't even imagined yet. Do you understand? There's lots of stuff that's happening we haven't imagined yet. And they're Charter. Charter never stops bringing you more value. Charter's all-in customer service guarantee is an industry-leading commitment making meaningful changes to improve the quality and consistency of its customers' overall experience. Charter is going all-in. To learn more, visit charter.com/guarantee for restrictions and complete details. Be smarter. Get Charter. I guessed it. I liked it. All right. Where do we want to go today? Where do we want to start? I'm going to start here. Here's where I'm. We're going to start with this issue that's in the news. And there's something that's really, like, there's a missing piece to the puzzle. And it hasn't been discussed yet, and it needs to be looked into. And maybe Calco's News will look into it. Here's the thing. So here's what's going on. You have, and actually I'm looking at Lon Allen's commentary, and this was in Tuesday's paper, yesterday's paper. He says FEMA on the hook for printery cash. But here's the thing. FEMA apparently coughed up $2.4 million to have the printery fixed. Now, the printery has a deal with the Masons. This went way back, the city and the Masons had a deal, that if it wasn't used for youth activities over a certain length of time, it would revert back to the ownership of the Masons. But that's not really the issue here. The issue is they got this FEMA money because FEMA understood this. This is where it's really weird here, because here's just how he ends this thing. He says, if anybody is culpable here, it has to be the folks at FEMA who approved it in the first place. The agency had the documentation, knew the city had agreed to give the building back to the Masons. I think FEMA has to eat the $2.4 million and not the city of Atascadero. Now, wait a minute. Wait. Back the bus up. So here's the thing. So how in the world did FEMA come under the impression that the printery was being used as a youth activities center? They didn't pull that out of their ear. You know, somebody had to indicate that this building was being used for something that had to do with youth activity. That's why they got the funding. But it wasn't being used for youth activity. So so here you say you've got documentation, you got this, they got that. Well, what documentation do they have? What does it say? You can have documentation that maybe is erroneous. I don't want to say false. Yeah, I do. False, maybe, or erroneous. But you could have that, but I don't understand. And why would the printer, if you're not using it as something, and it's not being used for anything, if you're not using it for something, then why would it come up as far as FEMA reimbursing this city for, you know, something that was lost? Nothing was lost because nothing was there. So I don't get it. Don't understand that one. All right, that's what I tell you. I just don't understand that one. Okay, what else we got going on? This was kind of wild and crazy. This is Arkansas coach Bobby Petrino was fired on Tuesday after scathingly dressed him down for hiring his mistress and intentionally misleading his boss about their secret relationship. It was laid bare by a president of a motorcycle accident that ultimately cost him the job. You know, it's kind of, you know, you really have to think about the fact that, you know, you're having an affair with an 18-year-old and then they're on a motorcycle, and what could happen? What could go wrong with this? And even if you hadn't had the motorcycle accident, you know what I mean? If somebody just sees you riding around with an 18-year-old in the back of the bike, you know, I mean, you could say she was hitchhiking, I guess, and I just picked her up. You could try that. But anyway, so that's just quite amazing, actually. So that's that part. And then 8th year had a late homer and won the game for the Dodgers yesterday. So they're back in Pittsburgh tonight at 7 p.m. All right. And then this, you know, people... Sometimes you have to remember things that sometimes, like athletes, other people, but athletes, sometimes athletes are not the sharpest pencil in the box. You know what I'm saying? They're off by half a bubble, and so they say things that they shouldn't say. So Ozzie Gillian was got in trouble because he said he admired Castro, and this was in little Cuba where everybody hates Castro. They hate him. And so he's suspended for 5 games for saying that in an inappropriate place. You know, and I can understand why they would say that. You could say, well, he has the right to admire Fidel Castro if he wants to. Yes, he does. But, you know, he has a responsibility to the team that's trying to make a living and depends on the people that live in that area in Florida to make the game work. You know, so it's a little bit weird. So the Marlins were not happy with that. Once again, you got to sort of think before you open your mouth sometimes. Unlike talk radio, where you can just say whatever you want to, then suffer the consequence. All right, here we go. Here. This is an interesting story to me because it has a number of different aspects to it. Cynthia Lambert from South County in the Tribune wrote this. At a recent Pismo Beach City Council meeting, Jennifer Blonder came armed with props, 3 empty Rolling Rock beer cans and an empty 24-ounce can of Tecate. She then tossed the beer cans in the air, one at the ceiling of the city council. She said, who? Cesar Chavez. Let's party tonight. So on Cesar Chavez's birthday, they had this big, huge party, a couple thousand kids down in Shell Beach. And so the cleanup cost a total of $8,000. And so a lot of people are really miffed about the fact that these kids left so much crap on the beach that it cost $8,000 to pick up. He says, what happened? So here somebody spoke up and said, one of the city council people said, I think it was a city council person, said, let me see what people said. If you're concerned about the trash, what happened to the motto, we'll leave it cleaner than you found it? Pismo Beach Mayor Shelley Higginbotham asked later, we could hope for rain next Cesar Chavez Day. Police said 2 severely intoxicated individuals were taken to the hospital. People were stopped from bringing alcohol onto the beach. The beach is public, and Rice says the city officials won't discourage anyone from coming to the beach en masse. However, he added, before next Cesar Chavez Day, city officials meet with Cal Poly and say, you know, this could be a real problem, even though a lot of these people are from out of the area. The other thing, too, is because I've seen this happen before. Remember, they had a big flash mob they were going to do down at the beach. I don't think it was a whole year ago. And the police just restricted the parking. They said you can't park in this neighborhood. And so that kind of kiboshed it. So It's just an interesting story.
CBS News, I'm Pam Coulter. A Florida special prosecutor will file charges in the February shooting of Trayvon Martin. 2 hours from now, Angela Corey will announce George Zimmerman will be charged in the case. He's admitted to shooting the unarmed teenager, but said he did it in self-defense. The decision by Sanford, Florida police not to make an arrest caused a nationwide uproar. CBS's Peter King has more live from Orlando.
And Pam, the charges couldn't come fast enough for Trayvon Martin's parents. His mother, Sabrina Fulton, spoke this afternoon in Washington.
We do have faith in the justice system that they will find him when it's time or when they are ready to arrest him.
She's referring to Zimmerman, of course. 44 days worth of public outcry for his arrest has been constant but peaceful. The Reverend Al Sharpton says it will likely stay that way.
The only violence that has happened was the night George Zimmerman killed Trayvon Martin. And we want to keep it that way.
And again, we expect that announcement to come in about 2 hours. Pam?
Peter King, live in Orlando. Attorney General Eric Holder also said the Justice Department will take appropriate action if there's evidence of civil rights violations in the case. There will be no parole for Charles Manson, not now and maybe never. The 77-year-old killer of Sharon Tate and six others was turned down in his 12th bid for freedom. Deborah Tate has been fighting the release of her sister's killer for years.
I think it's society is best served with him exactly where he is until the time of his death.
Manson is not eligible for parole again for 15 years. Crooks have found an easy way to make money from the government, tax fraud. CBS's John Miller says they buy identities and then file tax returns under those names.
The jail time is less, the potential for violence is less, and the profit is extraordinarily high. A gang like this can pick up $2 to $3 million in government checks in the course of a couple of weeks.
More than 2 million bogus tax returns were filed last year. The most valuable American company is being sued by the federal government.
Attorney General Eric Holder announced the lawsuit against Apple and several major publishers, accusing them of a plot launched in 2009 to fix and raise the prices of electronic books sold on iPads.
As a result of this alleged conspiracy, we believe that consumers paid millions of dollars more for some of the most popular titles.
On average, consumers overpaid by $2 to $3 and sometimes by $5 per title. Three publishers have agreed to settle and will pay consumers $51 million in restitution. Stephanie Lambidakis, CBS News, the Justice Department.
Wall Street has ended a five-day-long losing streak, its longest of the year. At the close, the Dow was up 89 points, NASDAQ ahead 20. This is CBS News.
An idea is born, but your team lives worlds apart. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy way to meet online and face-to-face with high-definition video. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, share screens in real time, and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
The Home Depot has a three-pack of pleated air filters for only $7.74, just $2.58 per filter. They're pleated to take more dust, dander, and allergens out of the air longer, just like premium filters. But at this low price, they'll take a little less out of your pocket. Keep your heating, air conditioning, and finances operating efficiently with a three-pack of pleated air filters, just $7.74. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Planned Parenthood is taking Texas.
A new Texas state law bans providers associated with abortion clinics from receiving government-funded grants. Attorney Pete Schenken is representing Planned Parenthood and says the state is violating the First and 14th Amendments.
Government, any government, cannot deny government funds to otherwise qualified participants on the grounds that they are exercising their rights of free speech or association.
Abortions are not provided at the clinics in question. Similar suits have been filed in Indiana, South Carolina, Kansas, and Tennessee. Emily Troube, CBS News, Dallas.
B.G. Robin Gibb is hospitalized again. His son says the singer's fighting pneumonia and could not attend the London premiere of his first classical work, the Titanic Requiem. He beat cancer but underwent intestinal surgery last month. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
If you are a CEO, you know success is a matter of getting the right players in the right roles with the right goals. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every coach looking for the right combination to take their team to the next level. And now you can find the right solution for your business from Insperity. More than 100,000 companies are using Insperity High Performance, from recruiting, employment screening, and retirement services to time and attendance, organizational planning, as well as performance and expense management. Or to move your company ahead as far and as fast as possible, ask about our workforce optimization solution. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Shows first run film festival favorites for those who seek movie mastery that runs deeper than the overly hyped pedestrian fare. This marvelous intimate multiplex is known as the slow theater with the prices and popcorn of the best in town. Reason being, the Palm is also the only solar powered theater on the Central Coast. Across from the Palm Tree parking garage, the Palm on Palm. Cinema for your soul.
Somebody's talking about Drake.
Is it Drake the Duck?
Yeah.
Hey, what about Sir Francis Drake?
famous English explorer and maritime navigator.
How about the Toto Drake?
Now you're talking. In my book, that's the best Drake of all. Toto's Drake toilets are ultra-water-saving, excellent flushing, have extra tall seats, and Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has them in stock at really great prices.
I know you love Toto toilets, Pops. That Drake sounds like a winner.
It flushes like a champ, it's easy to install, and it's made by Toto.
So folks should navigate their way down to Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath and get one of those ducky Drake toilets?
Very clever.
That's Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, home of the Toto Drake toilet, behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
The radio you're listening to right now brings you music, news, sports, and talk programs. Or it's just a noisy, knobby box. The difference is your ability to hear what's coming out of it. Harry Scott is your certified Central Coast audiologist with offices in San Luis Obispo and Oro Grande. Harry can take you beyond the noisy, knobby box phase of your life and into a world of listening enjoyment. You or your loved one is just an appointment away from a whole new life of hearing your sweetheart, family, children, grandchildren, your radio, and yes, even the neighbors. Karen can make your whole world a better place to live and listen in. Karen has numerous products that she can recommend and fit perfectly, and her caring follow-up service puts her at the top of the professional audiology ladder. Serving the Central Coast for 23 years, Karen's main office is at 1585 Johnson Avenue by Fresh Hospital, and you can make an appointment right now by calling 541-1790. Do it for yourself, for those you love, and for those of us inside your amazing knobby box. Karen will help you do all of us say thank you.
Of Norwegian singer Sissel stirs the emotions during an early scene in James Cameron's film Titanic. When audiences left the movie house spellbound more than 3 hours later, more than 30 million of them sought to relive the experience through its music and bought the movie soundtrack.
I think the audience was very much engrossed and captured by the film, and the music narrates the film very, very well. And so when one thinks of Titanic, one may think of love.
Watching a rough cut of the film had a deep impact on the composer, who left Cameron's office and went straight home to write what was to become the biggest selling orchestral movie score in history.
Jim came over, heard them, and said, you nailed it. That's it. And from that day, I've used his doodling things quickly after seeing his rough screening to the finished film. The things never changed, not one note.
While Cameron loved Horner's score, the director had made it plain that he didn't want any songs in the film, which presented Horner with a problem for the end credits. He recruited lyricist Will Jennings, and they secretly approached Canadian singer Celine Dion.
I approached Celine, and she was very keen to try it out. I played it for her in a room, the hotel room, at Caesar's Palace. Myself, I sang it. I played it on this out-of-tune hotel piano. And she really liked it and wanted to be involved. So we surreptitiously, Jim doesn't know anything about any of this. I mean, he does now, but at the time, I was just at home writing music. He didn't know that I disappeared to find Celine, you know?
At a clandestine recording session in New York, Dion managed to cut the track in just 2 takes and waited nervously for news. Horner kept the tape in his pocket for 4 weeks, ready to spring the song idea on Cameron.
And one day, he invited me over to the house. We'd been playing music from another scene, and he showed me some special effects that he had just got back, finished final effects, and they were really stunning, and he was in a great mood. And I said, can I play you something? And I played him a song, he said, well, those are our themes, right? And those, that's Celine's voices. And I said, yeah. And he said, well, why did you do all of this? And I said, well, we just did it. And I know you don't want to song in the movie, but I think that this would be an appropriate thing to do because it distills everything about the film.
After several screen tests, Cameron eventually agreed to include the song, just 3 weeks before the film was finished. The song became a global hit for Celine Dion and won an Oscar, 4 Grammys, and a Golden Globe. It remains the best-selling single of the past 14 years and the 11th biggest-selling single of all time. A titanic success for a song which almost sank without trace. Neil Curry, CNN, London.
That's a good story right there, which seems to the song right there. Now, of course, the 15th is on Sunday, so we're sunk when it comes to, Hi, you're Bill. Talk to Steve Friends of Neighbors Network, and it's Tuesday, and it's rainy and nappy. And it's supposed to be pretty lousy all week. And then I think there's one day supposed to be okay, but not a bit cold. And then in the weekends, Saturday, Sunday's supposed to be really spit. But we'll see. Things change and move around. And mostly it's because I don't think the whole world has had a really big weather. It's magic. It's voodoo is what it is. So
that's it. Right there.
Bernie, get on the horn and say hello to somebody today.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
I'm fine. It's a little rainy and sunny out here.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Does it?
I know. It's beautiful. It's big, giant, puffy clouds and thunderheads and all that. I was thrilled to death to read yesterday and today the Cal Poly kids, God bless them, getting out to the Ball Ranch.
Isn't that great?
And doing the work. And you think, good Lord, couldn't we have thought of this a couple of years ago and saved an enormous amount of thrashing around?
You know, it's something that I mentioned when we were talking about Habitat for Humanity. And so here's something I mentioned because in the article it said, and I forgot about how this actually occurred. The 15 people that were displaced, they said either went and lived in their cars or they lived in tents. Now, this brings to mind something kind of fascinating to me. If you invite someone into your property and say, yeah, you can set up a tent, isn't that illegal? If they're in a building.
I think that you would have a problem with code.
What code?
There's codes that you can only have X number of people on so many square feet per toilet and bathrooms. In other words, I can't invite 50 people to come live in my house because I'd be in code violation because there's not enough toilets. You need X number of square feet and X number of toilets per person. And that part of that is to avoid the problem of, slumlords jamming hundreds of people in substandard housing, in filthy conditions and so forth, and making money off of them.
I heard you never see a story about Dandeval. Dandeval actually used to own, the property that's across the road, Columbia Boulevard. That's now that wetlands that environmental people came in after Alex Madonna was building Home Depot and got some dirt in the creek. And so they told him he had to dedicate that property as wetlands and never build on it. But at one time, that was Dan DeVall's property. I just thought that was his interesting.
Well, there is a section between DeVall's property and the houses there to the south that is a permanent kind of wetlands area. Mm-hmm. But it's on the same side as his property. It's not across the street.
Right.
So I don't know if that was the same deal.
I guess he owned a lot of it out there at one time.
Oh, it could be.
Yeah.
Could be. Yeah, now, like I say, one of the problems with what's been going on has to do with zoning.
Mm-hmm.
Proper health and safety codes. And it's just interesting that the Cal Poly students, God bless them, something like this could have occurred way earlier, but I always get the feeling watching this game play out that the old joke, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? This could have been resolved, I think, a long time ago and have something productive come out of it.
It's not going to, in a way, it doesn't, the people that are behind not having it be resolved are still going to be behind not having it resolved. they're still going to continue to fight this because they just don't want the thing there.
Well, yeah, but, yeah, well, I mean, some of the sticking points were code. If you get things up to code and then there's a way to get the zoning done, then you're off and running.
I don't know what it would be. I don't know what his property is zoned as.
I thought it was ag.
I thought so, too.
But there's a lot of weird leeway under ag. If you read the story on the zip lines, they got variances and didn't need permits and all that for some of the zip line property out there, even though zip lines have absolutely nothing to do with ag. And they've been rewriting the ag use ordinances to include a wider variety of things in order to support the farmers and ranchers and keep them on the land.
Well, and
towards having venues for
music
and other activities, weddings.
Right.
And then the question there is, where do you draw the line on that? So I have a feeling the ag, so-called ag land, probably involves some rather gray areas that you could wander around in.
Yeah, this was it. It was interesting. The Santa Barbara rearranged the blind thing. I mean, we didn't have any ordinance for it whatsoever.
Right.
I haven't read it what it is, but I'm curious to see what they came up with, because here's something that was operating, it was no problem, and then they said, well, wait, we have to be able to tell you what you can do and what you can't do with it. It's like,
well, one of the things I'm glad they got a hold of that is has to do with safety. If the towers aren't put up right and maintained right, but people know what they're doing, and they fall down, then you've got busted up people all over the place. So there should be some oversight to make sure that, because it sure looks like a heck of a lot of fun.
For those of us that, in our youth, we just used a pulley.
Yeah.
And crashed. We went from one tree and crashed into one downhill from it.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot of fun. They have a wonderful zip line affair on Catalina.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. And it's really high up. I mean, it's amazingly high up.
Wow.
It's high up.
Did it start at the top of the hill above the town, or
yes,
have they got it way far away?
Yes, but they don't. It doesn't go down to the town. It goes a parallel to the beach.
Whoa.
But it's way back up in the hills. And I'm not good at judging height, but it would have to be at least 50 feet above the roadway, at least.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, yes. That you want to expect it.
Yeah, that's true.
You're rigging and all of that regularly.
But
that's neat.
Apparently it's very successful. You know, this stuff's going on now. It's very successful.
Yeah, I could see, you know, because the country out there is so pretty, and it would be a fun, sounds like a fun thing to do. And
I'm glad they let them do it. You know,
you can
understand where somebody might want, but no, we don't want that. But this is really, it doesn't cross over. If you take one of those little golf carts and you head up into the hills, you get to a place where it's beyond where anything is built, and that's where this is. So you're not, you know, disturbing. You're not going over houses or anything. It's way,
right,
way back up in the mountains. So it's really kind of cool.
Yeah, I assume it would have a sort of minimal environmental footprint.
I would think just where the towers are.
Or something like that.
Yeah,
although you will, if it gets really popular, you'll have problems with parking and traffic and all the rest that go along with it.
Well, I agree with you. I'm glad to see that these Cal Poly students in the engineering department said, you know what, let's help out and do something.
Yeah, hopefully if they get that organized and then get something set up that's run properly, they could have some kind of reasonably organized sober living facility. If it gets a problem, getting it financed and run properly, and at least it might alleviate a little bit of the problem, and hopefully get a few people off the creek.
Boy.
Yeah.
Boy.
But you need all of that working hands in glove with mental health and physical health and job training and just a whole raft of services that we just saw fit to cancel and get rid of.
But here, there's all these painful things again. You had, I had Julia Ogden from Habitat for Humanity.
Yes.
And so here she's saying the building up on Broad Street, they're going to build three houses. And she says 100 people want the houses, and only 3 people are going to get them. That's all they want. They're all single-family houses.
Yes.
And so, you know, you got to go through this weeding process and everything. It's really tough.
Yeah. Well, even finding any kind of affordable housing anywhere is getting really tough, especially if this is in the neck of the woods.
Yeah, San Luis Obispo is, this is, the houses of cost, I think it's a crazy piece of property, equivalent.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, because even rentals, apartments, they're, you know, it's high.
Yep.
Yeah, really tough. Anyway, hopefully the whole thing will work. But in the meantime, God bless Cowboy students for doing that. That was just fabulous.
I agree with you.
Good for them.
All right.
All right.
Thanks
for bye.
Bye. Now, I want to do this because this, I don't know why this just came up now, but it did. But it has to do with it has Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and what she's talking about is she recounts the mood at the White House during the Bin Laden raid and the public celebration that followed that. And I thought it'd be interesting to hear what she had to say about it.
35 or 37 minutes, and for me,
we missed part of what she had to say about it.
It was a pretty intense, tense, stressful time because the people who were actually doing it on the ground were thousands of miles away. We did have good communications, so in the White House there's a large situation room in the whole protected sort of secret area in the basement, and there are smaller rooms, so we were in one of the smaller rooms when the attack began, and we were able to have some communication, so we were in real time aware of what was happening. And I'm not sure anybody breathed for, you know, 35 or 37 minutes. And for me, the worst part was when one of the helicopters, if you remember looking at drawings of what the compound looked like. There was a yard and there was a wall, and as the helicopter went in, the tail got stuck and it was not flyable. That had been planned for, but it was still somewhat worrisome that this had occurred. Got the word that they thought they had killed Bin Laden. But think about what they had to do, because it was imperative that we take the body. The decision had to be made to blow up the disabled helicopter, which didn't completely work because of the way it was positioned. So the SEALs had to take the women and children out of the house to get them away from the site of where the disabled helicopter was. We didn't want any collateral damage. All of this is happening. You know, the body's going out. The women and children are coming in. The reserve helicopter's on its way, but it's not there yet. You know, there was a lot of breath holding. And then finally, you know, all the helicopters were up and out and on their way back to Afghanistan. We were walking out of the White House, and as we got closer to the door to the colonnade, we heard this roar. We had no idea what it was. None of us had slept for a long time. So we walked down the colonnade, and we just heard these incredible cheers and shouts, and all of these students from around the area, mostly from GW, which is near the White House, but elsewhere, had just spontaneously come to the gates of the White House. I mean, many of them, like many of you, were children when we were attacked. And this had been part of your consciousness for as long as you could remember. So listening to those cheers, feeling the relief that came from knowing that it was a job very well done, and for me personally, having the sense that for many of those who lost their loved ones, who had been grievously injured during that attack, whom I knew personally, that they could, in a way they hadn't been able to the day before, think about the future. And I was very, very pleased.
Hi, I'm Michael, manager of the Natural Foods Co-op in San Luis Obispo. We are a non-corporate, community-owned grocery store that offers a healthy alternative place to shop. At the Natural Foods Co-op, you'll find local organic produce and local pasture-raised meats, as well as organic grocery and bulk items. We have a large supplement section, as well as a bulk herb department with over 250 items. In the 37 years we've been in business, our goal has been to provide high-quality, healthy foods and supplements at the lowest prices possible. We have a friendly, knowledgeable staff that can help you with all your questions. Co-op members enjoy a discount at the register and better prices on special orders. However, we are open to the public and a membership is not required to shop. Come by and check us out at 745 Francis Avenue, right off Broad Street in San Luis Obispo, or give us a call at 544-7928. We're open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 7, closed on Sundays. Mention this ad and we'll give you a free t-shirt with your groceries. Natural Foods Co-op in San Luis Obispo. Everyone can shop, anyone can join.
It's about 25 minutes before there,
2 o'clock, and well, 1:35, however you'd like to put it. Let me tell you about some fresh markets. Here's what's going on. And I'm sorry to get this late in this, because you may have already gone to lunch. But if you haven't gone to lunch yet, listen. Okay, they have Taco Tuesday, so they got tacos for $1, and you get spaghetti and meatballs for two people for $5. Nice plate of spaghetti and meatballs for $5 for two. And so that's really cool, too. And then they have all the other great things that are going on. Here's the new sale going on. Spencer's with Sunny Delicious Chicken Big Course for just 79 cents a pound. All natural, local red or green leaf lettuce is 3 for 99 cents. Local green cabbage is 3 for $1. We also have local bok choy, baby bok choy, 2 pounds for $1. Local green kale is 2 for $1. And local star white cauliflower at 99 kinds of things. Just some of the great things that are in the indoor farmers market at Spencer's Fresh Markets. Other things, I got the IGA stuff, and I got the great generic stuff that's really good. And there's no reason not to get that stuff in the deli department. They have classic macaroni cheese for $2.99 a pound. They have whole rotisserie chicken for $5.99 each. So you don't feel like cooking. You just go to Spencer's and say, here, give me one of those chickens. I'm going to go eat it. Spencer's tractor sandwiches for $4.99 a pound. They got lots and lots and lots and lots. They have beer wine. They have all your essentials. And then they're going to have a four-day sale for tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll get to that tomorrow. So go to Spencer's in four locations, five locations in the Central Coast, Tascadero, and all that sandwiches, and so Sandra and Royal Grande. Where freshness is local. And on the phone, I have.
Hey, Billy Boys, how you doing?
Hi, lad.
Hey, first off, I wanted to publicly thank you and Nancy for the birthday card for myself and my wife. Well, that was very kind of you. In fact, we were just up there last Friday, and you're going back up on Sunday. I'll spend a lot of time in Frisco. Spencer's is having Taco Tuesday on Wednesday.
What day is it?
Oh, it's Wednesday.
I forgot about the game. I wasn't here yesterday, Bill. Wednesday. Wait, on Wednesday they got a great deal too. Look, they have a chicken. You get 8-piece bucket box, whatever you call it, chicken for $5. 8 pieces for $5. But the other place that has the bucket, you can't get 8 pieces of chicken there for $5.
Oh, and Spencer's is actually better.
I think so, too.
I'm sorry, Colonel. That's the way it is.
That's the way it is, buddy. We've been eating your stuff for years, and we're fed up with it.
Hey, there's a thing with the overnight parking and stuff. Maybe it's just too logical, whatever, but you do know that in all except two Walmarts and Sam Clubs across the United States, they have overnight parking for, travelers or their campers and all that kind of stuff. They can park in the parking lot overnight. One of the only ones is the one in Grande that they don't.
Yeah, I know the other one, too. It's Phoenix.
Yeah, okay. But they have maps that you can actually get for guys that are traveling cross-country or whatever so that you can park in the parking lots and save yourself a ton of money. But we've got a couple of, fairly new complexes that are not too far away from the Toronto Road area there. Don't you think they could set up something with the local Costco and Target and Home Depot for spreading out some of those people and then letting them police themselves? And as long as nothing occurs there, that would disrupt the store businesses themselves, that they would allow that.
Yeah, they'd have to make sure that, people weren't allowed to pay any of that kind of thing. But I don't know. It just seems to me there's a lot of alternatives to this that we're not even really looking at this point. And Santa Barbara seems to solve their problem with the city lots and whatnot. People would park out there in the night.
Yeah, well, both of the stores, Costco and the Home Depot are both closed after 8:30 at night.
Mm-hmm.
The parking lots are empty after that. And the Target area, after 7-8 o'clock, it's pretty empty anyways, no matter what. So I would assume that they could spread out the people there and stuff. And like I said, as long as the folks police themselves, and I would say that 9 out of 10 of those folks are going to do just that, because given an area where they can park and be able to know that that's going to be their spot all the time, they're just going to be just like anybody else that has a home or a place to be. They're going to want to make sure that they're able to have it.
One would think. So a lady wrote a letter today to the editor, and she was talking about a couple of times that she's taken people home that didn't have any place to go and had kids and whatnot, and she, they kept in the tub, and she fed them and everything, and she just said, her point was that, there's so many people that are homeless that it's just there but for the grace of God, and that if something went wrong in our lives, you could just end up being on your thing anyway.
On my birthday today, I get lots of phone calls from family members and such, and I just early this morning just spoke to my brother in Apple Valley, and he was telling me that you don't have to look for the homeless now or you know, people out of jobs. It used to be, because he owns a small plumbing shop in Apple Valley, and it used to be that, you know, once every 2-3 months he'd get somebody trying to apply for a job. But now it's gotten to the point where it's, you know, 4 or 5 times a day. So I know that the news media says things are getting better, but most of us small business people don't see it yet.
I agree with you. I don't see it getting better yet either. Maybe in bigger cities or something, maybe that's working better, but it's not working here.
Well, the strange thing is all the ones that they're complaining about that aren't doing this or can't do that, the major corporation, the ones that have been given all the pennies with all the different government handouts and stuff, those ones seem to be doing a lot better. But, you know, I mean, I'm looking at the schools and things along that line. I mean, I'm sorry, I keep using a phrase, but just heard this morning at Paso Robles High School that their athletic fund has gone from $350,000 to now $40,000 a year. That's for all of the athletics. So they're unable to buy new uniforms, and they're unable to do several other things, and the athletes themselves have to chip in to pay for the buses to transport them to games and stuff. So there's just a lot of sad situations, and I don't see a times where they're getting higher on that ladder either. But I guess found out yesterday that my son's college tuition is going up.
So here's the thing, right? So for instance, we're back to Bill Bankman's biggest gripe in the whole wide world, and that is the fact that we have no state-run casinos, because the money from the state-run casinos ultimately would get us out of debt. We could fund school projects with it. You know, it's just you can go play a big old lottery thing for $600 million, and that's okay. But you can't yank the arm of a one-armed bandit, because there's something immoral about that. I'm completely lost.
Well, the biggest problem I see in California, maybe in any state, is finding the honest man to run the situation. Because every time a program has come up, anywhere from the taxes, let's add 0.25% to our state taxes or county taxes or whatever, to help fund the roads and whatever else that we need. Then once the thing is passed, we just throw the money into the general fund, and if the roads are taken care of, so be it. If not, well, we're able to do some of the other projects we wanted to do. And that's basically what happened. I think I told you I was surprised, really surprised, a month or so ago to find out that the lottery that we have, which all the money is supposed to go to, all the profits to the school systems, does do that. But the problem is that the state has a loophole that allows them to subtract all the money that the lottery is able to add from the their regular money for the year. So it's take a little from this, add a little from that. Yes, we're spending tons of money trying to help the schools, and we're robbing them blind at the same time.
Well, look at this thing, dude. Talk about, are you kidding me? I mean, here the California Teacher Retirement System, it has a shortfall of $65 billion. $65 billion. And the other thing, then locally, I'm trying to find the story here. But locally, you know, the alarm system that the county government sent was worth thousands of dollars. Doesn't work right, so they decided they're going to go ahead and replace that. I forget how many thousands that is, 45,000 or something. And yet, what they, to me, what should, even though they're having false alarms, is they should settle with the builder that built it because he obviously did something wrong. And say, here, you need to fix this.
Well, we had hit past problems just recently was getting to be sued by a couple of people that were in wheelchairs, and they settled out of court for $840,000 or $880,000. And then on top of that, they have to go from a 2% incline, a 2.5% incline, to a 2% incline on the corners slopes for access the wheelchair. I don't know if that half a percent is going to make any difference to anybody, but that $3 million that it ended up costing the city of Paso Robles definitely is.
Just amazing, Mikey. It really is.
It really is, and I see things like the supervisors, the county supervisors coming through with some screwball legislation that is going to cost the county, the cities, individual people a lot more money, and they're just figuring, well, hey, this is the time to do it, because the cities, the individuals have no recourse. We know darn good well cities can't turn around and sue us because they've got their own problems. And the same thing with the individuals.
Well, you sure have cheered me up today, Mikey. On your birthday, that's very nice.
Well, there's just a couple of things that came up.
Just because you got a year old, just because you became a year old, it doesn't mean you have to pick on the rest of us, bud.
Yeah, well, hey, at least I'm on this side of the soil at this age.
Not lined up with a sod limo yet.
Not yet.
Mike, have a very nice birthday, you and your wife, and have it together, I think, is a good idea. And enjoy.
Thank you very kindly, Billy Boy. We'll see you real soon.
All right, sir, we'll talk. Bye-bye. All right, what do we have here? There's something I wanted to share with you. Oh, here's one thing I wanted to share with you. What is this? All right, here's what's going on. Reebok has reached a settlement with Nike, agreeing to stop producing sports apparel in the name of the football star Tim Tebow, according to court documents. Reebok agreed to stop manufacturing, distributing, and selling his unauthorized Tebow products, namely T-shirts and jerseys printed with the name of the New York Jets quarterback, according to the suit. Nike Fortune 100 filed suit against Reebok on March 28th, 1 week after Tebow was traded from the Denver Broncos to the Jets. A day later, a judge issued a temporary order against Reebok to stop making the products. So they were, you know, but here's what's interesting. That was pretty fast. I'll never forget that after Elvis Presley died, that stuff was being pulled off around Elvis Presley's thing. Sun Records, who Elvis had his original contract with before RCA, Sun Records was releasing everything they could get their hands on that was never released by Elvis Presley, and they had no right to do it, of course, because RCA had the contract. But by the time that they could get a court order to stop them, they'd already made $1 million on every one of these records they tried to sell over the television. It was really, really quite amazing. And then we get records that had, you know, 45s back in those days. We get records that had some ridiculous name of a song on one side by somebody that couldn't sing, and you put it and you play it, and you go, the heck did they send me this for? Who would play this? And you turn it over, and it just is untitled, and it was an Elvis Presley song that hadn't been released before. It was just crazy. It went on for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. It was just amazing. But the bottom line was, before they could be stopped, they made a ton of money every time they did it. What's interesting, too, is that you would think at some point, if you kept doing it, there would be some kind of punitive damages involved, but that I know of, there never was. So that didn't make sense right there. That's the other thing in the news today here. We have a best of thing. This is with Anderson Cooper, and this is, he was cracking up over a holiday script. And I thought, hey, it's raining out there and whatnot. Maybe we can all crack up together. If one thing will work, that's the thing I never can guarantee it. But if it works, we could all crack up together. All it has to do is play. We could just all crack up together. It'd be fun. Everybody likes to do that.
says, and I were adding anyone who missed out on Dingus Day. Yeah, it's a Dingus Day. Now, I know you probably still haven't written all your Dingus Day notes or your thank you notes from last year. You know, here it is again. Dingus Day isn't some totally fake holiday cooked up by a Seinfeld writer like Festivus. Dingus Day is a real thing. Obscure, but real. It's a Polish-American tradition celebrating the end of Lent the day after Easter. And all over the country, or in three places that we know for sure, there were Dingus Day parades and parties and lots of drinking and dancing and revelry. Now, you could have gotten your dingus on in Indiana or in Ohio, but if you really want the most bang for your dingus buck, you got to shuffle off to Buffalo.
Buffalo calls itself the Dingus Day capital of the world, and it's hard to argue when you see the festivities that break out.
Buffalo, the Dingus Day capital of the world. Also the birthplace of the chicken wing, a little fact. They've been celebrating Dingus Day there since the 1800s, but apparently, oh, it really took off in the 1960s.
It caught on because, for a number of reasons. Dingus, first of all, is a funny word. It's spelled with a Y. People don't know what it means.
It's funny because it's spelled with a Y. What does it mean anyway? My new favorite reference spot. That would DingusDayBuffalo.com says dingus can be traced back to a medieval word meaning worthy, proper, or suitable. And here's how you celebrate Dingus Day.
The quirky little rituals include boys sprinkling girls that they fancy with water, and the girls striking back with a tap from a pussy willow branch.
I'm not going to let you do this one. Sorry.
He lost it. He lost it. That happens. To the best and the worst of us.
That's so stupid. It's really so stupid.
Yes. Once in my broadcast career, my newsman and I started laughing. We couldn't stop for about 10 minutes. It was pretty bad. It was bad. He's still laughing. He's not going anywhere with this thing. He's just laughing and having a terrible time. He's trying to get it back together. And he can't, because that happens sometimes. You just can't, you can't, you know. Hey, other things that are going on. What do we do with that? Okay, yeah, we're fine. All right, let me see if we have any headlines we need to jump on and say this is what's going on. As you may have heard, George Zimmerman will be charged. We're not sure with what yet, and that's going to be announced here in a few hours, about 3 hours. And so we'll find out then what exactly is going to happen. The FBI is looking into it also, according to Eric Holder, and they're to make sure there's not a hate crime involved. Now, the one thing that they have done, fortunately, is the media, because we didn't understand why they were doing the other thing anyway, the media has finally started putting a picture of him up on the Trayvon at the age of when he passed away. You know, so it's we're not looking at a 10-year-old kid anymore. Okay, that's a good idea. All right. Stocks rebound after a string of losses. So you have that U.S. This is in the news. U.S. is suing Apple over ebook pricing. Charles Manson denied parole again. Not surprising. Quakes and tsunami alerts rattle Indonesia. They had a earthquake in Thailand. Now this is interesting, and I don't know that I maybe we haven't got the news yet. Maybe it's still in the process of happening. But they showed a beach scene where the water went out like it, you know, it did before when we had these tsunamis, and there was all of a sudden the water was way out. So I'm not sure exactly how it got back in and what condition it was in when it got back, but it was a little bit different right there. What if the Syria peace plan fails, which it already has? Let's see what else we got. Miners in Peru rescued after 6 days. We had more Peruvian miners get caught. North Korea is fueling its rocket. This was an interesting article. Fatal car wrecks jump on tax day. They're not sure why, but they just know that, you know, that people file their taxes and then they get into more accidents. I think it's depression, to tell you the truth. All right, PetSmart accused of strangling a dog. That would be good. Bubba Watson, the golfer. I do it my way.
And as Frank Sinatra said, that's how he does do it. And he sure do it good.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, he invited everyone you knew. You would see the biggest gift would be from me, and the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
Thanks for being a friend. By the way, we got a call, and I want to remind people that you can listen to streaming KYNS 24 hours a day if you go to calcosnews.com. In the upper right-hand corner, it says talk is cheap, but it's not just talk is cheap. It's the whole radio station. And if you click on that, a link will open up. You'll hear a Lowe's ad, and then you'll hear KYNS. So I just want to let you know. We're going to get together again tomorrow at noon. Until then, may your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because...
This is talk is cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
We're gonna make it, baby.
stay together. We gotta learn to deal with.